Father, we are grateful this morning for the opportunity of looking again in the Word of God. We ask that thou wilt open the Word to us in a fashion that will enable us to understand it. And grant our Father, we pray, that understanding which will be effective in our lives. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, that portion of the Word of God which we are studying together. Today we want to call to your attention to a portion of the 8th chapter of the book of the Revelation. So will you follow in your Bibles as we read today, Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. And the angel took the censer, and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld an angel flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. You will notice with me now the very first statement. When the seventh seal was opened, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. If you were to open the book of Revelation to chapter 8 and begin your reading there without any knowledge of what had gone before, of course, you wouldn't know what was being talked about. But you will remember that in chapter 5 of the book, the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven walked up to the throne of God and took out of the hand of God a book that was sealed with seven seals. He immediately began to open those seals, and each time he opened one of the seals, something occurred on the earth that was related to God's judgment of the earth for disobedience to him. When he had opened the sixth seal, however, there was a brief respite, and we are going to find that God gives us rest, so to speak. He gives us an intermission. What happened during this brief intermission between the sixth and the seventh seals of the seven sealed book is recorded in chapter 7. In chapter 7, you will remember, we had a curtain drawn back from the future, so to speak, and we had presented to us 144,000 Jewish evangelists who will travel up and down the breadth of the world preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result, a people that no man could number from every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation will be born again. You will notice that I am speaking of this in the future, and so I would like for you to keep in mind that we are dealing with the book of the Revelation, not from the standpoint of history fulfilled, but from the standpoint of prophecy. The outline of the book is found in verse 19 of chapter 1, and according to that outline, the chapters which we are studying at the moment deal with a period of time that is yet to come upon the earth. That period of time known as the tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, the great day of the wrath of God the Almighty. It is a time of judgment, and it will last for 7 years. We find ourselves now toward the last part of the first half of this tribulation period when God continues judging the earth. So we notice in the first verse of chapter 8 that when the Lord Jesus Christ opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for the space of a half hour. Stop and let that sink in, because our approach to the book of the Revelation, which we believe to be scriptural, is a literal approach. We believe this is speaking of a literal silence in heaven for a literal 30 minutes. Are you able to grasp that? Well, perhaps we will be able to fathom it just a bit if we remind ourselves that heaven is not a quiet place. Will you turn back, please, to chapter 4 and refresh your memories with the words that are found in verse 8. The four living creatures had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Down in verse 11, the 24 elders join that happy strain, crying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and they were created. And you will find in chapter 5 the paragraph which begins with verse 9, that a group of redeemed people sing a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And you will notice in verse 12, another multitude, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Try to get the feel of this, and recognize that suddenly the voices of the four living creatures are stopped. Suddenly the praise of the 24 elders cease. Suddenly the song of the redeemed comes to an end. And there is absolute silence in heaven for 30 minutes. Have you ever tried to be absolutely quiet for 60 seconds? Oh, I'm sure you have. You have some idea of what intense quiet is. And yet, it would be nothing compared with this 30 minutes of absolute silence in heaven. Why do you suppose everybody was silent? Well, let me suggest to you the reason for it is related to the opening of the seventh seal. When the Lord Jesus Christ opened this seventh seal, and all heaven glimpsed what was beneath that seventh seal, and realized what awful things were foreboded for the earth, they were speechless. They remained absolutely quiet for 30 minutes. At the end of that period of quiet, in verse 2, the 7 angels which stood before God were given 7 trumpets. Now this may not mean a great deal to you, but if you had the background of Jewish tradition and Jewish learning that did most of the people to whom John immediately addressed these words, you would understand the significance of it. Sometime, when you have time, read the 10th chapter of the book of Numbers. There you will find recorded for you in the place in which the trumpets had in the life of the nation of Israel, the use of those trumpets. There were three reasons given for the use of the trumpets in Numbers chapter 10, and one of the reasons given is best phrased in the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 6. Amos, you will remember, is one of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, so called not because the subject matter of his book is unimportant, but because it is one of the briefer prophecies recorded in the Word of God. When Amos was talking about the sounding of the trumpet in relation to the judgment of God, he said in verse 6, "Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and the Lord hath not done it?" Amos said, everybody who understands the use of trumpets as God ordered them in chapter 10 of the book of Numbers is afraid when he hears the trumpet begin to sound, because the trumpet is the trumpet of alarm. The trumpet is the trumpet of warning. And we suggest to you today that the reason there was silence in heaven when the seventh seal was opened was that men realized the trumpet of judgment was about to sound, and horrible things were going to happen upon the earth. If you are thinking with me this morning, you realize that the judgments of God, though they are presented under different figures of speech, are continuous in action. We had judgments presented under the seven-sealed book. When the seventh seal is opened, then the trumpet judgments begin to sound. When the last trumpet sounds, the bowl judgments will begin. And there the judgments of God upon the earth are presented under the figure of speech of a bowl full of the wrath of God, which is poured out upon the earth. We'll think about that when we come to it. But center in our thinking that we are in the midst of the time when judgment will be the order of the day. The age of grace will have been finished, and God's wrath will be made clear to men without the veil of grace that we know now. That's the reason why that God says in his word, today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.